You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Now, I don't know where you're listening to this from around the globe. I know we have people listening around the globe, but here in the Cotswolds, where I am presenting from, in the middle of a prison, we are just inundated with rain. We are having flooding. It's just ridiculous. The kids came home early from school because the buses were too scared that they weren't going to make it home. That's how bad it is. We can therefore only start with one song. Honestly, it's shocking. I don't know why we even bother going outside. But I was going to say, oh, let me know what the weather is like where you are, but don't. That would be really boring. Instead, let me know what music you would like me to play for you. Just contact at cotswoldsradio.com or smash the button and it will come straight through to the studio. But before we move on to today's theme, we've got to talk about Oasis some more, haven't we? We've got to milk this cash cow a lot like they are. Obviously, Liam, the main talking point of the weekend, Liam, was at the AJ fight. Now, I know AJ didn't perform quite in the way we anticipated, but then neither did Liam. Did you hear him? His voice, I've got to say, was pretty poor. And I guess there's a few people who may have mentioned it to him. Imagine doing that. Imagine saying that to Liam. And as a result, on X, he came out with this tweet. Now, I'm going to have to replace a few words, but he said to all those bleep, it's a terrible word, I can't say it at all, not even hint at it, who were crying about my angelic tones last night, you ain't real fans, you're just imposters. And if you do have tickets you want to get rid of, I'll gladly take them off your hands. We don't want the likes of you at our concerts next year anyway. And signed off in a delightful way. I don't know if you heard it. Don't bother. It was like he was shouting down the microphone. It was terrible. It was almost as bad as when I saw the Kinks and Ray Davies. His voice has gone. And I'm sorry to say that it may be the same. So let's remember what it used to be like.
When it comes out.
Now, if that's not got you ready to party, I don't know what will. Oasis, obviously, cigarettes and alcohol. Now, those of you who listen in America, I know there are some. Breaking news, Oasis will announce a North American tour on Friday. Good job, good luck getting tickets. We in the UK were pretty unsuccessful, but maybe you'll have a bit more luck. Right, what's the theme for today's show? Today's show is we got the reunion that we thought we would never have. That's Oasis. Now, opinion is now divided on the way in which they've dealt with it and the way in which tickets have been allocated, etc. But the question today is, what other Britpop band would you like to see a reunion for? I've got a few, but just give me a shout. Let me know which bands you would like to see get back together. There's a few that it seems very unlikely, but if the Gallagher brothers can get up on stage, then maybe we can make literally anything work. Now, this first band, Manson. I know it's slightly cheating because Paul Draper is still touring. In fact, he toured 25 years of their first album, Attack of the Grey Lantern, and then he toured 25 years of their second album, Six, and he did that recently and did a few shows recently as well. And they were full band shows. The problem is it wasn't the band. Now, with these guys, I think it's pretty unlikely. I'm going to put this on a 9 out of 10 on the unlikely chart because I think there was a massive bust-up. I think what happened was the guitarist, lead guitarist Chad, basically, after the fourth album, Kleptomania, hadn't yet been released, but basically was trying to kick Paul Draper out of the band, which is a bit difficult when he's the songwriter, and he found out it all kicked off. They didn't end up releasing their fourth album. It only got released because the fans petitioned the record label to get it done. That's how intense Manson fans are. But if they were to get back together, it would be massive. I think Chad is currently a physiotherapist. He used to have a big floppy fringe, completely no hair now. I literally can't see it happening, but I would love it if it did. Here's Stripper Vicar.
Hits from the 1990s.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't pay to see Manson on stage? Just, I mean, the chance of it happening, very, very small. But just to see them fighting again, it was always slightly fractious, I think, their relationship. But it would just be great to see them on stage. I wouldn't book later in the tour, because the chance of that happening would be pretty low, I reckon. Right, next band I think should reform, Lush. They formed in 1987 and they split up in 1996, I think, around that time. But they did reform in 2015. They had so Chris Ackland, their drummer, unfortunately had died by then, but they had the ex-Elastica drummer, Justin Welch, who stepped in. And even though that reunion in 2015 only lasted a year, they did reunite. And so who knows? At the moment, Mickey Beregni, who came on the show, you'll remember. And if you don't remember, then you can follow that on the podcast. Just type in RSS, the Britpop Show, in Google, and you'll find it. Mickey Beregni is there. She's currently touring with the Mickey Beregni Trio, and she's also doing a few book signings and book events and that kind of thing. So she's currently still active. Let's hope she gets together.
Get the picture.
Hey, you, the muscles and the long hair, telling me that women are superior to men. Most guys just don't appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better than them. So he talks for hours about his sensitive soul, and his favorite subject is sex. I don't even think he really wanted that ever. Christ, this guy's too much.
Comes the next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. And he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back life.
I wanna tell him.
When you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like a lady killer, always on a winner, thinking that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, we know the score.
Whenever I listen to that, I always think, it almost makes me want to apologise for being a man. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be, but I am. Right, I asked you, what bands would you like to reform? And reliable as ever, Dave-O has come in and said, I'd love to see Gene get back together and make some new music. And although they're not Britpop, I'd love to see Catherine Wheel reform. Not playing any Catherine Wheel, Dave.
Mm-hmm. how to wrench my spirit. What do I do? It's so enchanting, you can better leave me. I deserve hell. So take me, do your worst and do it proper. The shell must break so.
Haven't played since 2009, lead singer having a successful solo career and currently still touring. Sounds like Oasis. It's not, it's The Verve. Wouldn't it be great if Ashcroft and McCabe got back on stage together for 2025 and showed everybody how Oasis should have done it ticket-wise?
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me as you lay down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on the losing streak as I pass down my old street.
tree. And if you wanna show, then just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. This baby.
As if by magic, Helen on X or Twitter, as we like to call it, says, I'm a bit late to the party tonight, but unlikely as it is, I'd love to see the Verve reform. Well, there you go, a bit of Verve for you. And we've also had a message from Lou, and Lou says, let me just find the message because I seem to have managed to lose it. She has picked the song. I mean, this is the band that, if you give me one band that I want to reunite, it's this one. It's the Long Pigs. I would absolutely love to see the Long Pigs reunite. And she has said that what she would like is Long Pigs to reunite would be amazing. I completely agree. Crispin Hunt, I don't think he's going to do it. He doesn't even do any solo shows. I'm pretty sure he won't. He even sent out a message saying, because there was an article going around about the top 10 bands that you'd like to see reunite, and he forwarded it on X and said, nice as it was, he's pretty sure that the Long Pigs won't get made together. Please, Crispin, change your mind.
She sold herself on the water. Most of us live without, and just for the occasion, day after day, forgives herself when it don't come. I have always found it easier to dream.
Yeah. us read about and caressed all the persuaders day after day, believes herself when it don't come.
They were coming. Elastica. They broke up in 2001 and they haven't got back together since. Can you believe it? That most bands sort of come back together sort of, you know, 5-10 years later, have a bit of a reunion. Elastica haven't, and it's coming up to 30 years since their debut album. Surely, bearing in mind everyone's getting excited by Oasis, surely they must see the potential for a reunion.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
To wind, but I can wind up.
Now, if I was doing this show a couple of years ago, I don't know, bands that need to do a reunion a couple of years ago, Electricity would have been right up the top of that list. And I know someone else who agrees with that. Brian, we have a message from Brian. He says, greetings, David. Perhaps, thankfully, not fitting in with your theme, but how about some Cosmic Castaway? Brian, the theme is sacred. I can't possibly break it. I'll play some Cosmic Castaway next week. But in the meantime, you're going to have to satisfy yourself with some Gomez.
You can write your tunes with rhythm and blues as your alibi. You can sell your soul and lay the blame all on the passers-by. You shake your body on the TV screen. It seems to me you try anything twice. And swing it out and use it as your aphrodisiac. And give it to me, plain to see that I'll give it your back. You let it flow, let it go, there's nothing to it anyone can try anything twice. Try anything twice. Thank you.
Now, if you like a bit of Gomez, and why wouldn't you, then Ben Otwell said this message recently on Facebook. Our first headline tour of the US back in April 1999, supported by the mighty Mojave 3 and sandwiched between the releases of Bring It On and Liquid Skin, it was on this tour that we first started to properly gel as a live act, playing in front of American audiences. As with many bands, we already had a fair few of the songs for our second album written by the time our first was released, and would have been playing tunes destined for Liquid Skin on this tour. I'm pretty sure Ian and I wrote California backstage at the Croc just before the last show. 25 years later, and here's the exciting bit, Ian and I are back in some of the same cities playing Liquid Skin in its entirety. Get your tickets at gomeztheband.com. So that's Ben Otwell and Ian Ball playing Liquid Skin at Atlanta Cotton Club, Washington DC 930 Club. Listen to these. All right, we always get venues, and they, you know, the O2 Academy. The ones in America sound brilliant. I don't really know why they sound so good. Maybe Davo, I know you're in America. Maybe you can explain why. You've got Philadelphia Theatre of Living Arts. How good does that sound? Cambridge. These are all in, these are all back in the day. Cambridge, Middle Eastern Restaurant and Nightclub. I mean, they all just sound amazing. I mean, are they all like that now? But anyway, Gomez are playing in October. They're playing Boston, New York, Vienna, Philly, Pittsburgh, Evanston, don't know where that is, Ann Arbor, Cleveland, Music Box. I mean, how good does that venue sound? Los Angeles, Felton, San Francisco, Seattle, and Denver. Seattle, the triple door. I mean, that's brilliant. Anyway, that's from the 1st until the 16th of October, and they are packing them in. So get those tickets if you can. Now, a band that's definitely not getting back together is The Smiths, and here's why. Recently, Morrissey outright stated that Johnny Marr had trademarked the Smiths names and he didn't own it anymore, and that he had ignored a request for a reunion. And Johnny Marr's management responded. They said, "Recent statements made by Morrissey on his website regarding the trademark of the Smiths name are incorrect. Here are the facts. In 2018, following an attempt by a third party to use the Smiths' name, and upon discovery that the trademark was not owned by the band, Marr reached out to Morrissey via his representatives to work together in protecting the Smiths' name. A failure to respond led to Marr to registering the trademark himself. It was subsequently agreed with Morrissey's lawyers that this trademark was held for the mutual benefit of Morrissey and Marr. As a gesture of goodwill, in January 2024, Marr signed an assignment of joint ownership to Morrissey. Execution of this document still requires Morrissey to sign. In the interest of accuracy and clarity regarding the trademark, and to answer recent reports that Marr ignored a promoter's offer to tour as the Smiths, Marr says, to prevent third parties from profiting from the band's name, it was left to me to protect the legacy. This I have done on behalf of both myself and my former bandmates. As for the offer to tour, I didn't ignore the offer. I said no." And then it says, "Additionally, speculation about Johnny Marr touring with a different singer as the Smiths is not true. There are no such plans. Johnny Marr also confirms that he declined a suggestion for another greatest hits compilation from Warner Music Group, given the number already in existence." Those apparently are the facts. And following that, apparently Morrissey sacked his management team. So that just shows you what.
I was only joking when I said by rights you should be
I think you lot are intent to wind me up tonight. I had a message from Mark. Mark said, how about Sleeper, Sale of the Century? Mark, stick to the programme. It's all about bands that need to reform. Pretty sure Sleeper played last year. I'm sure they did. You're probably going to ask me for Pulp. I think Pulp played last night. You go, oh, how about we Pulp reunion? Come on, stop winding me up. Right, Super Furry Animals. They were weird, weren't they? Also, they probably smashed my face in for calling them Britpop, and they would do it because they're Welsh. But from 1996, their debut album, Fuzzy Logic, up until 2010 when they broke up, they brought out some pretty decent songs, but also they're pretty weird as well. I really like that song, Guacamole. Really love that song. I've got one of their albums on vinyl. Can't remember which one, but it might be Drawing Rings Around the World. Anyway, they... split up in 2010, and in 2015 to 2016, they reformed for did a tour, played quite a few dates. Since then, 2016, which is 8 years ago, so definitely there'll be some interest now. They haven't played, and Gruff Reese, he's been doing some solo material, guest spots, that kind of thing. But I think it's time they reformed, don't you?
Taking you back to the 90s.
Thank you.
Probably not allowed to call them dirty northern towns anymore. Come on, the Dandies, why don't you reform? You may have noticed I'm trying to pack them in because it's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Seafruit, you really need to get back on it. They're definitely not, but they should. See you on the flip side.
Brush the dust into touch.